On Thursday, Pope Francis released a new encyclical, an encyclical on care for our common home. Its official title is Laudato Si, which comes from the first two words of the Canticle of the Creatures, when St. Francis says, "Praise be to you, Lord," and then praises God for all of his creatures, the sun and the moon, all of the animals. "Praise be to you, Lord," Laudato Si means praise be to you. So it's the beginning of this encyclical. And the Pope is speaking about ecology, about taking care of our planet. So you may have seen some headlines on this. But Pope Francis is a pretty simple guy, to be honest with you. And he has this same simple, like over and over again, the same simple pattern. You can find it in his preaching and in his writings. He condemns what he calls a culture of indifference. He also refers to it as a culture, a throwaway culture, or a culture that prizes technology over people. And he's spoken about this many, many times, and he encourages us to enter into what he refers to as a culture of encounter, which in the Spanish is encuentro. And an encuentro is an encounter, but one that kind of changes you. Sort of like when you're at the grocery store and you run into a friend and you're like, "Hey, how's it going? Good. How's it going? Good. What's up?" And you pass. That's not really an encounter, so to speak. But if you meet somebody and you have a deep conversation, even if it's just a few minutes, that's really an encounter. And he's encouraging us to encounter other people, but also to encounter God. So this is kind of how Francis sees us, living at the shallow level of a throwaway culture, and he's trying to invite us into a deeper level of a culture of encounter. So he applies this same model to the planet and to what's going on in our environmental situation today. And he condemns us for, guess what? The throwaway culture, right? Literally a culture that produces lots of trash, that doesn't really care where stuff goes after we're done using it, but is more than happy to use something and then throw it away. But furthermore, that doesn't really worry about the next, what's coming for the planet, that we're willing to use the resources that we have and then sort of throw them away. He's concerned that we're not concerned about species going extinct, about all these creatures that God has created for us. And so that's sort of his sort of throwaway culture of indifference. He's also concerned that the people who suffer the most when the environment isn't cared for are the poor, and that we don't seem very worried about the poor either. So then, of course, he invites us into a deeper encounter. And this encounter involves an openness to seeing the world as a gift from God himself, and to see that God has shaped the world in order to speak to us. So all the different creatures God has made, whether they're useful to us or not, all speak about God. They all have things to tell us about God. The world that's around us is a gift that we have to treat as something that doesn't belong to us, something that belongs to God, and that we're only using it, but we're able to use it for his glory. But furthermore, he wants us to encounter God through the world around us. And then, of course, he invites us into a deeper encounter with people, with other human beings, to see that people are kind of the key creature that God has created, and that through people we can encounter God in a deeper way, in a more powerful way. So this is, in a nutshell, this is the Pope Francis's encyclical. Really encourage you to get it and read it for yourself. You may have seen highlights. Pope writes encyclical on global warming. You know, so the media has summarized this very rich encyclical into an encyclical on global warming. Well, yes, he does talk about global warming for maybe four paragraphs out of like 260-some paragraphs. So it's not really an encyclical about climate change. It's an encyclical about a change of heart. He's asking us for a change of heart. And you should have learned by now not to trust the secular media when they report on Catholic stuff. First of all, because they often have an agenda that keeps them from seeing what the Pope is really trying to say, but also because the secular media, in many cases, just doesn't get the whole Catholic thing. They don't get what the Pope is really trying to tell us. So I encourage you to look up some Catholic media or to look up the encyclical for yourself. You know, for example, this encyclical supposedly on climate change has a part in which he encourages us to return to the old habit of saying grace before and grace after meals. Why? He says so that we can learn to be more grateful for what we've received, recognize our dependence on God for everything, and also have solidarity with those who don't have what we have. He also encourages us to keep Sunday holy. Why? Because Sunday is meant to be a day that heals our relationship with the Creator and helps us return to that deeper sense of knowledge. The first part of the encyclical is pretty disturbing as the Pope kind of sketches out what he sees as the environmental crisis going on. And it reminded me a little bit of the storm in today's gospel. The Pope is kind of sketching out this storm that seems to be brewing, and perhaps we brewed it, you know? Perhaps we have been involved in the ingredients of the storm that's surrounding us. Well, in our gospel reading, it shows us that Jesus gets up and rebukes the storm. He calms the storm that's threatening the disciples. But you notice something interesting. Jesus is in the boat. Jesus is in the boat with the disciples. The rescue doesn't come from outside of them, but it comes from the one who's already there. And one Catholic writer wondered, how did they let Jesus go to sleep? And maybe he said, in our own lives, in our own sort of inattentiveness to our relationship with God, we can let Jesus sort of fall asleep. That sort of spiritual richness, that spiritual relationship that maybe we once had, we no longer turn to Christ. And in doing so, he sort of falls asleep in our lives. But notice that he's sharing it with us, that we're not alone in the crises. And that's the beautiful story of today's gospel. It's also the story, the message of the Pope's encyclical, that the God who created this world for us and delights in it, wants us to delight in it, wants to delight in us, and furthermore, wants to guide us in using the creation wisely. Jesus, when he wakes up, he says, "What were you afraid for? Have faith." And the Pope encourages us to have Jesus' attitude towards the world. Jesus knows that he's God's Son and that God is his Father. And in doing so, he trusts in every moment. He's not afraid because he knows his Father will take care of him. Well, God is the Father of all of creation and the Father of us in a special way. And our Father wants to care for us. So we have to be open to encountering this deeper presence of the fatherhood of God. And in doing so, too, the call, I think, this weekend, especially as we celebrate Father's Day, is to grow in our own sense of fatherhood. You know, we all know that men who are fathers want to be good fathers. And worry sometimes about not being good fathers. How can you be the best father? Are you ruining your kids, you know? These are things that we kind of worry about. Well, but the key to being a good father is first being a good son. Letting God be your father and learning from his fatherhood will let you be a good father to your children. So Jesus invites us to have the same attitude that he does, the same sense of the fatherhood of God, both in the big things of the world around us and in the little things of everyday life. You know, some of the biggest storms in our lives are not global economic crises, and sometimes they're personal storms. They're personal storms. When we feel like the world is whirling around us, when we can't find anything solid to hold on to, sort of like being stuck in a blizzard. We see that in our first reading with Job. Job is trapped in a personal storm. His children have died. All of his wealth has been stolen or destroyed by natural disasters. And you would think that still having his wife would be a consolation for him, but she's picking at him too. Poor guy, he's sick and tired and just exhausted. And so he yells at God. He's like, "God, what are you doing?" And now in today's gospel, in today's first reading, God speaks to Job out of the storm. And what does God say? "I'm the Lord. Let me be the Lord." And Job comes to respect that God, who loves him, will take care of him. And he no longer has to worry or be angry or prove his worth, because it's already rooted in his relationship with God. He accepts that fatherhood of God in his life, the same thing that each of us are invited to accept. And in doing so, the storm calms, just like Jesus calms the storm. When I read today's gospel, I thought of an incident that happened many years ago in my family that was so famous, my twin brother wrote a cartoon, a comic book about it. But this particular incident, we were hanging out in the living room or in the house, and my dad was sitting there reading something, and people were doing different stuff, and somebody was goofing off upstairs, and you could hear thump, thump. And finally my dad goes, "Knock it off!" And everybody in the house stopped what they were doing, said sorry, and the dog put its tail between its legs and ran to his bed. And we're like, "Did you mean me?" "No, I didn't." The whole house quit. And that's what I see in this. Jesus gets up in the boat and he says, "Knock it off." He's exercising that fatherhood of God in bringing that peace and calm. Well, that's the role of fathers in the family too. Not just to have your kids quit goofing off, but really to sort of keep that storm away from the family. To calm the storm in the midst of your family by being rooted in something deeper than just the throwaway culture. By being rooted in a relationship with God, a deep encounter with Him. It's what Pope Francis, as a father to the universal church, is trying to do for us. Encouraging us to root ourselves deeper than just the storm that that surrounds us in the world that we find ourselves in. To root ourselves deeper in that relationship with God. Accepting the fatherhood of God and living in that fatherhood is what really brings the peace that passes all understanding. The peace that you long for, the peace that God wants to give you.